Hi, my name is Coach Martin Gooden. Thank you for pressing play on the video today. Today is the last CPT podcast of 2019. And as it's the last one for 2019, I'm going to go on about something what I think most people who are striving and looking, you know, looking at being very forward thinking and carrying out tasks and looking at hitting targets and looking at betterment and self-development within themselves will probably be doing at this time of month, which is classed as a 12th month. So if you're going by the calendar year, it means that the 11 months what are gone, this one will be the last month of the year. So you're probably thinking, what is most people looking at doing at this time of year as we're going to the latter part of 2019? Well, this is reflection, which is a big one. Reflection, and reflection comes in the form of going over, scanning through the year and looking at how the year actually went in relation to how you wanted it to go. Yes, looking at how the year went in relation to how you want it to actually go. So whether you've had a good year, you know, positive year, negative year, a kind of very up and down year, okay, you know, we're all going to reflect upon this, okay? And obviously if it's something in 2020 that we can correct, that's what most people will try and do. But let's be honest, life is not so measurable like that, and obviously within a 12 month calendar year, things do actually change drastically sometimes and traumatically. Right, so first I want to say thanks to the guys what have been giving me some positive feedback on the past podcasts. I really do appreciate this, and for those who have been finding value in the podcast, once again I want to say thank you for your feedback. Let me put this into context. What I'm going to do with this podcast is think of what may have stopped you from being consistent with your physical training, within you eating very well, and just actually being consistent with being trying to be very healthy, as there are things what, you know, I know what would have stopped you from doing it. It's not that you may be procrastinating on some things. There's certain things within life what will actually stop you from being consistent. Anyway, once again, thanks for pressing play. Speak to you on the other side. Hi, and welcome back. As I said in the intro, most people in December will deem this month as the one that they really reflect upon the last 11 months that is behind them. Now, you're probably wondering what they're going to reflect on. Well, that's down to kind of the individual. But most people who are forward thinking and positive minded will look at how many wins they had within the year, okay? How their self-development went with them as an individual, what experiences they had and what experiences they had that they learned, the positive growths what they may have had. And one what most people think about is the amount of times we're procrastinating about certain things that they wanted to do and they actually never did. What in 2020 they're probably looking at making sure that they stop the procrastination and just do what they say they're going to do to make sure that it's something what they can kind of tick out. I'm also going to highlight a few things that would have stopped you from having a healthy and consistent kick-ass year. Now, I have to kind of put this into context as to what would have stopped you having a great year and what would have stopped you from kind of leading a healthy lifestyle. So if you stop training, what things are more than likely to stop you from training within a 12-month calendar year? And these are some of the things what I'm going to go through. So that's put in the context of it. What would have stopped you from being healthy, training regular, eating well, within the year what's just gone. So I'm going to go through five of them, okay? And I know some of you may understand some of the things what I'm going to be talking here may actually have been through it throughout this year. So we're going to start with number one. What may have stopped you from training, eating well, and feeling good and strong and having that clarity about you? Death of a friend or a loved one. Now, if the 12 months have gone by and you've actually lost somebody who's really close to you, then you will probably know that feeling what I'm talking about. You know, I'm sure each day as you move, that person is always, always on your mind. And on a personal level, over the past 3 years, I know what it's like to have really lost some loved ones, as I've lost some loved ones in my family. So I know what comes with the death of a loved one. You know, you have low feelings, you have low physical and mental energy, you really can start lacking motivation. You know, sometimes getting up in the morning can be a struggle as you have that low feeling. You know, your views on life seem to change as you gain from this kind of experience. You know, death stops you from being consistent in certain things what you used to do. Okay? Now, I'm not qualified to talk about death, but I do know it may temporarily, in some cases permanently, knock you the living daylights out of you. Now, depending on how close you may have been to the individual, will normally depend on how much the loss really can traumatize you or affect you. Okay, so obviously if it's someone who's very close to you, loved one, husband, wife, brother, sister, etc., close uncle, auntie, whatever that individual may be, mother, father, you know, you can expect that this is really traumatizing. Okay, and as I say, it can stop you from wanting to eat well, stop you from having physical energy, stop you from thinking real clear and straight, you know, stop you from being that happy, jovial person what you used to be. Okay, this is death. Okay, and it's going to happen to all of us. But if it happened to you in the last 11 months, 12 months, then you'll know how it actually has stopped you from doing your training. Now, things will get better. They said time is a great healer. Okay, and the thing what I could say is if you've got a good support network, whether that be friends or family, you know, they'll help you through with what has happened and things will get better. But death will put also life into perspective and make you reflect upon how life can just change just like that. Okay, so death is one thing what stops people from being consistent with their training. And if that, as I said, if that's happened to you this year, then you will know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's number one. Number two, the breakup of a relationship. Yes, the breakup of a relationship. That can stop and generally does stop males and females from being consistent, eating well, and doing physical activity. You might have been in a long-term relationship with someone, okay, what's actually broke down. You know, you may have really loved this person, okay, and reflecting on what if you could have done right, what you didn't do right is what you may be looking at doing in this 11th month of the year, as you were thinking probably, wow, I should have worked on this relationship a bit more. You know, I was doing things what I shouldn't have done, what broke down the relationship. Okay, you might be the father who this year will not be spending Christmas Day for the first time with the kids or your child. You know, thinking about that's for some people is hard to deal with. You know, you're not going to be there watching that glow on your children's faces, they're unwrapping the presents for the first time. You know, you're not there. You've been there all along, but for this year, you're not going to be there. You might be a mother who's struggling to kind of deal with the breakup of your relationship. Again, your partner who used to be there may not be there. Okay, this are some things what you're gonna have to reflect on. I think it's normal for us to reflect on what went wrong and how we could have made things better. But if it is not beyond repair, why not go and try and sort it out? If it is beyond repair, you've got to move on. And as I said, if you've got a chance of sorting it out and you feel that you need a third party to sort it out, why not go to a professional advice organisation like Relate, who can offer you counselling and try and make you patch up the blip what you may be going through. It's painful, but for some people, okay, it's hard for them to deal with. As I said, stops you from physical, mental clarity, stops you from having the energy to train, stops you from, you know, it really stops you from eating well, as you start probably eating crap and have low energy and low self-esteem about yourself. So you can work it out, maybe, if you can work it out. If you can't, unfortunately, you have to move on. And again, time will be the healer of this. Number three. This one is a big energy sapper. Okay? Really can sap your energy. And number three is the loss of a job. Now, I know that most people don't actually like the job what they actually do, but they may like the money what they get for doing it, you know? And I think that's most people. Most people I talk to hate the job, but they have to go to work to, you know, get some form of money to live some form of lifestyle. So over the last 11 months, 12 months, if you've lost your job, you know how, you know, the quality of your life can actually change. And it's not only your life, it may be your children or your partners or the household, the holidays, the car what you may have. You know, the quality of your children's life will suffer. You might feel hopeless about yourself, got no self-worth about yourself, start getting low self-esteem. You know, the little pleasure what you had from training has gone now, because, you know, you haven't got the energy. You're spending your time looking for work. And we know the loss of a job for some people can be very, very depressing for them. As I said, there's no income coming in. You know, you may be the breadwinner within the family. Okay, maybe the one what everybody's depending on. Okay, this can make you feel fed up about the situation. You overthink the situation. You might get pressure from your partner to find work, okay, rather than somebody who's quite understanding and will give you that little bit of time to try and sort yourself out within your own time, even though it's something what you're looking at pushing for. Okay, again, this will cripple you. This can cripple some people from having that consistency of going to the gym, eating well, and having that mental clarity. So that's number three. Now, number four. This one goes without saying, and I think this one more affects professional athletes. So obviously, professional athletes are making a living from what they're actually doing, so it generally affects them more than anybody. And what that is an injury. Okay, when you get injured, you're not able to train the way you want to train, train the way you have to train to get gains and to get strong and to make yourself, put yourself in a position to compete at a low level or even a high level. Okay, it stops you from getting the anesthetic gains. It stops you from getting the skill gains if you're dealing with something what is very sports specific. And an injury knocks you out of joint. You might have lost the chance to get into a team. And I know, as I said, professional athletes will certainly know this feeling. But it really depends on the severity of the injury as to how you can move and get yourself back into shape again. Most injuries you can train around, but obviously there's some major injuries which you cannot train around. Again, this is something what you might reflect upon if you have had major injuries throughout the year. And you may be looking at stopping at competing. Okay, again, which for an athlete, that brings low feeling, low motivation, low self-value, low self-worth, not feeling good about yourself. And for some athletes, it really, really, really can put them into deep depression. Now, if this is something what you've been reflecting on, as I said, you can train around injuries, which generally will help you get back into shape very quickly and back on the, you know, on the sporting field or in the boxing arena or whatever arena of sport you're actually in. Now, I remember doing some work with a physio who used to be at Forest named John Hazarden, and he used to tell me about Stuart Pearce, how he always makes a recovery back quickly from his injuries. So obviously one of the reasons for that was that when he got injured, he would spend a lot of time on the rowing machine, keeping himself, his heart and lungs ticking over. If he could train his upper body, he would train his upper body. Obviously his problem, Stuart Pearce's problem, was generally hamstring injuries. Okay, and what he found, that as soon as Stuart Pearce worked with the physio team and got himself into a state where he's looking at getting back into the Forest squad, what they would find is that his ability to recover was very, very, very quick. So after his injury, he'd be back in the first team more or less straight away. Okay, and this was due basically to his mentality of still training while he was injured. Okay, never got low about it, other than knowing that he's going to be out for a few weeks, but obviously got on with training around the injury to make put himself back in a position where he could get picked by management into the first team. So you can train around your injuries, but at the same time, reflection, some people make the injuries get the better of them and use this as a reason not to do anything, which, as I said, can make you have low feeling, low self-esteem, low value about yourself, make you put on weight, etc., etc. So that's number four. Number five. Now, number five, I'm going to say, if this is the case, right, it doesn't matter. You bat training out the way. You bat your training out the way. This, there's nothing what can get in the way of this. Not even training. Okay? It's not important. And if you've been through this in the last 11 months, you'll know what I'm talking about. The joys of a newborn baby. The joys of a newborn baby. If you've had a newborn baby, you will know that certain things, what you used to do, you've stopped doing them. Why? Because it's not important in comparison to a newborn. Your time is no longer your own. So out the window goes consistency of doing certain things that you used to do. I can say this one, no amount of gym visits will give you joy like a newborn baby. So if you've had a newborn baby within the last 11 months, that's a big win. And you may have put on a little bit of weight, and you may feel tired having to get up in the night. But trust me, there's no and nothing more great and fulfilling than having a newborn baby. So I can understand if you've had a newborn baby in the last 11 or 12 months as to why you may be reflecting on yourself, but you'll know why it's important for you to kind of down-regulate your ability to train and stuff. You know, that's one thing what I think it's, you'll reflect upon it, but it don't really matter. Now, I said five, didn't I? So I'm going to chuck in one more. Okay, and this one's generally kind of across the board. Okay. Now, whether you've been through death, whether you've lost your job, whether you've had a newborn, you know, whatever you've been through in the last 11 months, what have really kind of slowed you down from being healthy, okay, going to the gym or being consistent at something, you know, life is life. When you're motivated and enthusiastic for most things, in a year, it can just, you know, within any time during the year, your life can just change just like that. The same drive what you have in the summer may not be the same drive as what you have in the winter. You know, the drive what you have for getting yourself into shape for when you're going on a holiday, pre-holiday, will not be the same kind of enthusiasm you may have throughout the year, just generally as you plod along going on your day-to-day life. How you feel when you're looking at going on holiday or getting ready for a wedding is different to how you're going to feel when you're just plodding along on your day-to-day life. If you have a event coming up and you want to look amazing for the event, it's obvious that you're going to probably make an effort to look good and feel good about yourself. So what I'm saying, death, having a baby, losing a job, not having an enthusiasm, having an injury, within a 12-month cycle, you'll find that you're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. Okay, most of us have a certain level of consistency, but even though we have a certain level of consistency, certain things are going to lift us up in spirits, and certain things are going to knock the wind out of us also. So this is called life. And as the older you get, you'll probably find that things happen in your life what will make you reflect and make you become more experienced. And if you become more experienced, generally you become better at making better judgments. So to close the CPT podcast for 2019, reflection is a good thing, and as I said earlier, it's something most of us will be doing as we push into the new year. And you know, don't get away from that. Reflection is something what you're going to have to do and you will do, whether you write that down, whether you just have a mental thought in your brain about this. Is something what most of us do. But anyway, listen, I would like to thank you for listening the CPT podcast, and I hope you've had a great year. Personally, I hope you had a great year, and on reflection, I hope it's been overall positive and your happiness levels have been in the red, and you know, your happiness levels have really been quite high amongst the bumps what happened within the year. Now I want to stretch out my hand to let you know that if you're looking for first class coaching and really need help with sorting out your mental and physical well-being, if you want to feel like a champion without the belts and the gloves on your hand, get in touch and feel free to visit my website, which is www.martingoodan.co.uk, or boxingtrainingnottingham.co.uk. Or if you would like to kind of get some online coaching, feel free to email me at info@cptuk.co.uk. And also, if you are looking at a keynote speaker, if you're looking at somebody to speak at any of your events related to motivation and mindset, okay, feel free to get in touch with me again at info@cptuk. As I said, in 2020, I'm going to have some podcasts to help you. And as I said, I'll be featuring some other coaches, athletes, okay, and people who are not well known, because at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, featuring people who are well known. It's about dealing with people on every types of level for me. And I want to say a big shout out to a friend of mine, Greg Fearon, aka Coach Greggles. Okay, big up yourself. Okay, and I want to say major greetings to you, sir. Okay, thanks for pressing play and thanks for supporting me in 2019, and have a great year, guys. Bye for now.